fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the second day of January 2018. Prepper tip today. It is cold. Record cold. Be sure your car automobile is properly checked out. Good strong battery, good tires, everything's in great condition. Make sure you got your car kit that you need. And there's a product called Heat, that's H-E-E-T, Hotel Echo, Echo Tango, to put in your gasoline to help keep it from freezing. It is so cold that the gasoline could actually freeze. So that's your prepper tip of the day, and word to the wise is to be ready. We're visiting with Dave Gaharry, excuse me, and I'm trying too many things at once here, and our friend Leon Green, who normally Leon and I talked the second hour about doTERRA essential oils, but Leon is also a former officer in the United States Navy, and we're talking about what happened on the 8th day of June, 1967, when the USS Liberty, an American naval ship, was attacked by the Israeli Navy and the Israeli Air Force. They were being very diligent in attempting to sink it, weren't they, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. And just let me mention one thing. Leon brought up something that Johnson allegedly said, although I'd like to believe it, because Johnson really was a horrible character. There is no evidence that Johnson said that. The evidence exists that he said that get the planes back. He's not going to embarrass an ally over a ship and a few men. And he threatened an admiral, a rear admiral, that if he didn't do it, that he'd be pushing pencils. So there, I think that this is one of these instances where someone had created this story about Johnson, but doesn't have any basis in fact. What does have basis in fact is that Israel wanted the Liberty sunk, and Israel did it on purpose. So their excuse has been all of these decades that it was a case of mistaken identity, Well, that is a bald-faced lie because the transcripts were uncovered relatively recently, which showed that they knew that they were firing on an American flagged vessel. And even though they knew it, they continued to fire on it. So the most scholarly work that was done on why this was done, you mentioned, Leon, the massacre that occurred on Egyptian prisoners of war, which did happen. Matter of fact, that's in the book. The Israelis even admitted it, and they offered to pay compensation to the families of the people that they murdered in a fashion that they claim the Nazis had murdered people. Same exact thing. Shooting them in the back of the head, having the other Egyptians bury them, and then shooting them. So if the Nazis did what the State of Israel claims that they did, then they're no better than the Nazis. So they did do this. Whether or not the Liberty was attacked because of that, we don't know for sure. But the most scholarly research done points to the defense minister, Moshe Dayan, that one-eyed general, who was just appointed as the Minister of Defense, actually on the first day of the so-called Six-Day War, which, as you said earlier, John, was June 5th.
Right.
So why it was done, we don't know for sure. We may never know that. We do know for sure that it was done on purpose. Johnson may have been involved. The reason that they went after the Liberty so viciously might have been because some information was uncovered by the Liberty, and they didn't want that out, neither did Johnson. Why did they call rescue aircraft back twice? Well, remember, Vietnam was going on, and the Soviets were playing a huge part there in the Eastern Mediterranean, and there may have been some fear that or at least this is what some folks want to believe, that if the U.S. launched some fighter aircraft, some F-4 Phantoms, which could have been there in 15 to 20 minutes from where they were at their speed of, I think, 1,600 miles per hour. If they did, then the Soviets might have been spooked and we could have been on our way to World War III. Well, that's not true because the hotline existed and this was the first time it was actually used. So Johnson contacted the Premier Kosygin and told him that, Israel accidentally fired on a U.S. Navy ship. We're just going there to check it out. Don't be alarmed. He never let him get there. Why? Don't know. But this is something that should have been thoroughly investigated. Johnson should have been called to the carpet. McNamara should have been, because he was the first one to recall. And then Rear Admiral Lawrence Geis then said, you're neither big enough nor man enough to prevent me from sending rescue planes to a ship in distress. And that's when Johnson came on and said, basically, get those planes back or you'll be pushing pencils, which Admiral Geis told to the senior officer who was medevaced from Liberty to America, to the USS America. He told him that in private, and he told this officer, Dave Lewis, who was wounded, he told him, and Dave Lewis was in charge of the cryptologic department, the research spaces on board the Liberty, where Phil said it was 294 crew. About 200 were part of the Naval Security Group, which were communications technicians, and the other 100 were ship's company, and they made the ship go. I was in the Navy, I was on a submarine, and I was in engineering. I was a nuke electrician, so I would be part of what would be called ship's company. I wasn't a spy, and neither was Phil.
Right.
So what he told Dave Lewis was that, and this was just a few days after the massacre, what he told him was that, I need to tell this to somebody. You're the most senior guy. He told him that Johnson personally recalled the rescue aircraft. And he said, I just want somebody to know, but you have to promise me that you'll never say a word about it until I pass on. Dave Lewis agreed to that. It was on the 20th reunion of the massacre that Admiral Thomas Moorer, I believe, was former Joint Chiefs of Staff and Chief of Naval Operations, came up to Dave Lewis and said, "Hey, are you going to tell us what Admiral Geis said?" And he said, "Well, I can't. I was sworn to secrecy." And he said, "I guess you didn't hear. Admiral Geis passed on." And that's when Dave told his story. Of course, he was attacked by the usual suspects, but that, in fact, is the truth. The man is telling the truth. Johnson did recall the aircraft. They made them wait nearly 18 hours for any help to arrive. It's a national disgrace, and that's why I got involved as a Navy man, finding out about it and being completely flummoxed. Like, for example, what Leon said earlier, a lot of military men, when they hear about the Liberty, their first thought is that, no, this can't be true. It's some kind of conspiracy theory. But once you study it and research it, you find that, yes, not only did it happen the way it did, but it's even worse than you thought. And that's the purpose of the book, is to bring this story in this fashion, in this style, to the layperson so they can find out. And, of course, the ultimate is the full-length feature film.
Dave, what was the publication date of the book, if you know offhand?
Say that again?
I say again, the publication date of the book, when was it released?
Oh, the book was just released. We had a full-page, full-color ad in the New York Times Holiday Book Review section, and that was December 3rd. So it was released then.
Okay.
And we have a Navy man who supports us. He put up the funds for that, because that's certainly not cheap. And we have more ads coming out, which will bring this story to, as I said, to the average person, to the lay public.
Outstanding. Well, that's just, we're right at 1 month since the publication. I have not read McNamara's autobiography. I know he admits in the autobiography that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. Did he mention anything in the autobiography to either one of you gentlemen know about the USS Liberty?
Yeah. The one thing about this character, McNamara, he disgraced the fine men who were boys aboard the Liberty. By stating that he doesn't recall anything about it. So
really?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Come on.
Yes, that's what he said. He doesn't recall anything about the Liberty. So that's like George H.W. Bush saying he doesn't remember where he was on November 22nd, 1963, which he did.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Well. Anybody with an IQ above room temperature knew where they were on that particular morning. Amazing. Leon, you were in the Navy as an officer in discharge and living as a civilian before you ever heard about the USS Liberty, weren't you, sir?
Yes, sir. When I first heard about it, I thought, like he said, it was a conspiracy, and then this is almost the way they're covering this up is very much like how Turkey is using blackmail about their, you know, genocide of the Christian Armenians. You know, anywhere right. from 1-2 million were killed. And when I was in Jerusalem, right after 9/11, I saw a sign that said the Armenian Holocaust. And I walked back to the Camp David Hotel and I asked one of the staff there, I said, "Are you Armenians?" He said, "Yes, my grandparents were killed there." And then I pursued that and I read the books on it. So, you know, to see the political machinations of both countries and all the countries involved, it just blows me away. And so, you know, I realize that, you know, they never discussed this in the military. And even though it happened, during the Vietnam War, I knew more about the USS Forrestal catching on fire than I knew about something that killed more people and was more politically motivated than this. So it just blows me away that it could be hidden so well, but I know about need to know and compartmentalization, so this makes sense. But I just could not believe that, you know, it took me 15 years, 20 years out of the military to find out something of this magnitude.
Amazing. Well, gentlemen, here's another little historical tidbit. If the Navy or the Air Force had sunk one ship in Vietnam, the war would have been over relatively quickly. Haiphong Harbor is where almost all the weapons of war material was offloaded at the only deep water port that North Vietnam had. And there was a dredge that kept that port open because the river brought in such a massive amount of silt that it would have quickly silted in and no longer been a deep water port. And I have no doubt whatsoever that all the flag rank officers in the Navy, and probably most flag rank officers in the Army, Air Force, Marines, also knew this. But nobody would sink that dredge to stop the war, as should have been done. Did either one of you know that?
Yeah, I think you talked about it once. You know, once
I've talked about it on here. Well, yeah, Leon, you've heard me,
yes.
but Dave, are you aware that dredge was the only thing keeping that war going over there?
No, I wasn't, and I'm not really. I was born in 1960, so I was in the Navy in the 80s,
right.
From 1980 to 1988, where I served aboard the USS Skate, which is a fast attack nuclear sub. The Skate was the first sub to surface at the North Pole.
And it
actually did that the year before I was born in 1959. So no, I I'm not really. An expert at military history, it was this particular issue that really got me into the military history angle when I found out about the Liberty, and I decided that I was going to do something about it.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, thank you. And we actually are having some success with spreading the word. We have a couple of heavy hitters who got the book, and they are about to promote the book. And so once they do, if they're allowed to by their media masters, at least some of them, then this story is going to get out pretty fast, pretty quick.
Well, this book needs to be on Fox News, obviously. But
that's actually one of them.
Right.
I'll say that that Judge Napolitano.
Yeah, this would be right up his alley.
Yeah, he ordered the book. So,
well, good for him.
Yeah, we're just waiting to hear from him. And like I said, if this does happen, as you said on Fox News, it's gonna take off.
Well, we'll be praying for that outcome because that's what needs to happen.
Absolutely.
I think that all our people in the military need to be aware of this so that this kind of thing can't happen in the future. And we have President Johnson, in my opinion, was a war criminal for a lot of reasons. But if we ever end up with another war criminal in the Oval Office, that our flag rank officers will refuse unconstitutional illegal orders and do the right thing, which was what should have happened on June the 8th, in my opinion.
That's absolutely right. Johnson, and most of them are, most presidents are war criminals because of the things they do. But Johnson particularly, as is illustrated from this national disgrace, Johnson particularly is someone that should really come under the microscope. People should see what he did, how he did it, the things he did, how many lives were destroyed because of this man. And of course, it all was kicked off with the brutal murder of Kennedy in broad daylight as a sign to everybody else that if you want peace, well, this is what's going to happen to you. And that's when, of course, Eisenhower warned on January 17th, 1961, 3 days before Kennedy got in, about that military-industrial complex, which I'm sure, as a matter of fact, I know, most Americans are completely clueless about. And they took over after Kennedy was wiped out in a second.
Right. That's what they did. If you got a question or comment, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call at 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 2nd of January, visiting with Dave Gaharri and Leon Green. We're talking about the USS Liberty. There's a tile on my website at thelibertyman.com. Just click on that tile, and you'll be right there at the website where you can order the book and keep up to date on what's going on with the movie. Dave, are you in the movie?
Yeah, no, I'm not in the movie. What happened was, actually, I don't know, I might be, but I really don't have any desire to be in a movie. But what actually happened was, the genesis of this project began at the end of August in 2015, when I was moving out of the great state of New Jersey to the great state of Florida, and I was in a Penske truck, a moving truck, driving over the mountains of Pennsylvania in the evening when Phil called me to do something. And I had known Phil for several years. I had interviewed him, met him, and we got along, but we never really communicated regularly. And he had some idea about perhaps writing a book or doing something. I didn't quite know what he wanted to do, but as it unfolded into Erasing the Liberty, we had decided that, well, the 50th anniversary, and really it shouldn't be called an anniversary, but the 50th observance or commemoration of the massacre was coming up, and geez, we really should work not just on a book, but on a movie And there are people over the years, one actually a West Point graduate who, like Leon, when he first heard about the Liberty, he thought it was a conspiracy theory. This fella, a great guy, Merlin Miller, he actually ran for president here in the United States. And Merlin had written a screenplay about the assault, the attack, the massacre, and a few other people have. But nothing has ever been done for one reason or another. And so Phil and I decided that we were going to not just do the book, but we were going to do the movie. So that was how it began. And we already have several people who are in the film industry lined up, ready to go. One being an award-winning composer who is going to do the score of the movie completely free. And I'm Mike Rivero here on RBN. He is going to manage the CGI, the computer-generated imagery.
Really? What a talented guy. I had no idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So people are just, and I say in a kind of a joking fashion, all we need is the money. But that's going to come, and this is going to be done. This story is finally going to be told. You see, because here, we haven't even mentioned this. Here's the most horrible part of the whole story is that the USS Liberty is the highest decorated ship in the history mm-hmm. of the United States Navy for a single action, and nobody knows about it. Every year, yep. Hollywood puts out, I don't watch movies, so I don't know, but I see them on the internet as far as advertising about them. They put out the biggest crap, the biggest garbage. Every year, never fails, there's a movie about that historical event, the Holocaust. Most movies have a Holocaust theme to them, but will they put out a movie about the most decorated ship in the history of the United States Navy? Never. And the reason is simple. It's because of who attacked the ship. Because you can see by reading this book, as soon as it happened, the first people to exonerate Israel were Jewish American politicians. That's where it began. Johnson even wanted to exact some kind of penance out of Israel, but he wasn't allowed because of the Jewish American politicians and because of the non-Jewish American politicians who were in the pocket of the Israel lobby, which has been fully documented by politicians who have come out and said, yes, you have to swear an oath of allegiance to Israel before you can even consider getting into office into the United States, which is, again, another obscene national disgrace. But that's where it comes from. It comes from the power of the Israel lobby and their refusal, by using weaponized terms such as anti-Semitic or anti-Semitism, their refusal to let this story out.
Well, it's going to get out anyway. They've kept a lid on it for half a century. And as of 4 weeks ago, the book was published, and a full-page ad in the, was it the book review section of the New York Times?
Yes, the largest holiday book review section. Every Sunday, believe it or not, I didn't know this because I don't read the New York Times. I'll see articles online. But the Sunday New York Times has, I think it's something like 1.1 million subscribers. Right. And that paper, if you go and buy it at a newsstand, they charge now $6 right. for a newspaper.
Well, when I lived in the city, I would get the Sunday New York Times every Sunday that I could. It's a fabulous newspaper. But that's been, I have been in the city for 13 years. That's, if you want to get your book publicized, that is definitely a way to do it. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. What happened to the music? There it is. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the second day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Starting a new year here, our project of locating images of continents with new coastlines will move forward and probably double, if not triple, the number of movies and TV shows that show images of continents with new coastlines. It's a fun project. Really took off this past year, 2017, 2018. We're going to double or triple them. If you find an image yourself of a continent with new coastline or a TV show or movie, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. Also, of course, at my website, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. If you have issues with pain, it could be joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, the energy cleaner will most likely help. Not getting a great night's sleep, you're tired of taking a pharmaceutical product, go to sleep, get yourself an energy cleaner. We're now offering, as of a couple of days ago, a 90-day money-back guarantee. You're risking nothing when you get your energy cleaner. Most people these days are getting a mattress pad to go with it at the get-go. It's the best way to get started. It's the most comfortable way to get started. You need to check out the mattress pads also at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do take PayPal. PayPal now takes payments, by the way, if you live in the U.S. It's the most secure way to make any payment online using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Dave Gaheri, and Leon Green has joined us. We're talking about the U.S. Navy, USS Liberty, and the attack that took place on USS Liberty, June 8, 1967. This event, gentlemen, it flies in the face of everything the U.S. military believes about itself, doesn't it, Dave?
Yes, and Phil says that quite frequently, that the military wants you to believe that they'll leave no man behind. Now more than ever, women. But that's certainly not the case. They leave a lot of people behind. They left the Liberty behind. They left the Pueblo behind. There's still an unknown number of POWs, MIAs, people they think are KIA. Who knows? So, yes, the U.S. military does do that, and they do it regularly. Right. So this one particular incident here, out of many, is particularly revolting because of how it was done. One other thing, I think it was Leon who mentioned about the Medal of Honor. Yes, Captain McGonagall was awarded the Medal of Honor, not by the President of the United States, which is traditionally done. He was given the Medal of Honor by the Secretary of the Navy in the Washington Navy Yard because they were ordered by pro-Israel forces to minimize this ceremony because they didn't want, obviously, attention brought to a foreign nation attacking a United States vessel, especially the way that it did. But Captain McGonagall himself, who passed away, I believe it was in March of 1999, Captain McGonagall himself had researched if there were any other military people who were not awarded the Medal of Honor by the President. And there were actually two others in the past who were not. I don't know the particulars of why they were not, but Captain McGonagall is the most glaring example of this, the nation's highest military award not being handed out by the President of the United States, which he did actually, I believe it was even the same day that Captain McGonagall got his award, which was June 11th of 1968, so almost a year to the day when the massacre took place. Johnson himself awarded Medal of Honors to military people, I think that same day in the White House. So this was done on purpose. The power of the Israel lobby in the United States is another matter that is buried. Anytime somebody says anything about it, you're anti-Semitic. They don't want to hear about it. But in fact, it goes hand in hand with the USS Liberty, because that is the main force that has kept this story buried for so long, and they have power over the media. They use their power in order to kill stories, to suppress stories. This is something that's well known. It has nothing to do with being anti-Israel or anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish or anti-anything. We want the truth. You want the truth. Leon wants the truth. The American people want the truth. We're going to give them the truth with a full-length feature film. And most importantly, let me just say that the way that we're going to give them the truth is by people making a donation to USSLibertyMovie.com. They have to make the donation because we actually could get all of the money we need from individuals who want a say in the project. We don't want any investors. We want people to donate $1, $5, $25, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever it is, because they want to see this movie done. Neither Phil nor I are benefiting in any way from any of the donations. We don't make a dime off of this, and we do this almost full time. So it's put a crimp in my family life for the past 2.5 years. It's done the same for Phil. We're completely dedicated to getting this out. All we need is help from average people across the country and the world, because about 25% of our support comes from overseas.
Well, there's, on the donate section of the website, a person can pay with PayPal, which is about as simple and quick and easy as it can be. And I want to encourage people to check out the website, check out the what's going on here with the book. Buy a copy of the book, make a donation for the movie, and let's move forward to get some resolution that's been waiting for half a century. This needs to happen. It really, really does need to happen, doesn't it, Dave?
Really, the main reason it needs to happen, for me anyway, is because I was at the 50th reunion in Norfolk this past June, and I got to meet about 35 survivors, spent time with many of them for many hours. And I had met several survivors before, of course, including Phil. And one of the things that really hit home to me was, and you don't have to be a military person or, you know, specifically a Navy guy in order for this to happen, I don't think. But one of the things that really hit me hard was the look in some of these survivors' eyes, that here it is, 50 years later, they didn't try to murder anybody. They were just doing their jobs. In fact, many of them were out on the deck sunning because it was not a warship. It was a spy ship. And they didn't ask for this. Anytime these poor guys tried to bring it up, they were labeled as Jew haters, Nazis, anti-Semites. And I made a commitment. I said, the liberty's not going to be buried, not while I'm alive, not on my watch. I'm going to do whatever I can to get this story out. So, yeah, it does need to be told, if for nothing else than the remaining survivors. And by the way, sadly, several of them, survivors and supporters, have passed on since we began the book.
Well, that's unfortunate, but given the grievous nature of some of those wounds that some of those men suffered, I'm surprised they lived as long as they did, many of them. What a story. Now, there was 450 caliber machine guns on that ship. Did the Israeli Air Force knock all four of those out, I guess?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, those were the first to be targeted.
I bet.
And the rockets went through the gun tubs and through the people inside the gun tubs as well. The next to be targeted were the antennae. 45, as Phil mentioned, were on the Liberty. 44 were hit because one was down for repair and it wasn't generating heat. So they had no reason to go after that one. That was the one that was jury-rigged by one of the sailors to get the SOS out. And the next thing they hit were the watertight hatches. So this was a perfectly executed military operation designed to take all men to the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. So any way you look at it, any way you study it, it was done in such a way as to sink the Liberty, send them all to the bottom, and that was the plan. Fortunately for the Liberty, it didn't sink, and many people don't realize how close we came to World War III because of Israel's reckless action in not just doing what it did to the Liberty, but that illegal land grab, which is the genesis of all modern-day terrorism, because many people don't realize that the only terrorism that existed prior to Israel's illegal land grab during that Six-Day War in 1967 came from Puerto Ricans. There was right. No such thing as Arab terrorists, Muslim terrorists. It was primarily from Puerto Ricans.
Amazing. We got a couple of callers on hold here. We got John in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, John. John, you're on the air.
Okay. Look, I'll get to the point here real fast. Dave, I've listened to Phil Turney and you on his show when he was a regularly scheduled guest on One Republic Broadcasting show, and he had his own show for several years after that. And hello? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I called Phil several times about what I'm about to say, and I'm referring to the website. I believe it's James Ennis was responsible for putting most of it together. It's GTR, George Thomas, Ralph, the number 5.com, www.gtr5.com. And the front page of the website describes in just general terms the attack as a heading, the cover-up as another heading. And then the third heading is the offensive one I find offensive. is entitled Anti-Semitism and the Anti-American Apologists. And it's, he starts out, I'll just read real quickly, two sentences. The USS Liberty Memorial website abhors the racist and extreme positions taken by anti-Semitic, Holocaust denial, conspiracy theorists, and other such groups, which often seek to identify with us and usurp our story as their own. We have no connection with and do not support or encourage support from any of these groups, including National Alliance, National Vanguard, the New Order, National Socialists, the French Connection, Liberty Lobby, American Free Press, and get this, Republic Broadcasting, USS Liberty Radio Hour, that was Phil's show, Stormfront, or any such groups. And they've toned it down a little bit over the years. They used to mention specifically 9/11 conspiracy theorists. And I was just wondering, Dave, would you, here you are, you're on Republic Broadcasting show, thanks to John Stadmiller, and Phil's, you know, is on Republic Broadcasting. I asked Phil several times if he would repudiate this website, and I never did get any kind of an answer out of him, and I'm wondering, if you don't think I'm making this up, I'm just reading right on the page.
No, I know about it. In fact, I'll repudiate it, and I'll even give evidence as to why it's there. They actually put up a new one as well. If you go to the Liberty Veterans Association's website, they actually put a new one up there that condemns these people. You know, there's evidence that shows that the Liberty Veterans Association had been, and maybe still has been, compromised. One of the members had told me that he was offered a fistful of cash for just coming along here. So money was coming from somewhere. The Liberty Veterans Association, I believe, is compromised. They have nothing to do with this project. Okay. I do know several of the sitting board members, and they're fine people. But I think that, in my opinion, they're compromised. And they, I know for a fact that that photos were sent to them years ago of the Liberty, the massacre, the first photos that were taken by the first helicopter, and this is in the book, actually, the first helicopter pilot and his crew took photos of the carnage. And sadly, the helicopter pilot sent the photos to the Liberty Veterans Association about 20 years ago, and they've been buried since. They don't want to let them out. So I personally don't trust these people. I don't trust anybody who wants to put me in jail for saying that that I don't believe in the Holocaust. I could give a damn about the Holocaust. It means nothing to me. I can think whatever I want to think. Right. And in America, we still can do that. In Europe, you can't. There's 17 countries around the world that will put you in jail if you have a different view of this alleged historical event. What that says me is that they want to make sure that you don't have your view, because your view might spread. It might be disseminated to other people. So the whole Holocaust thing, I'm not an expert at it, and I really don't care to be, but this whole Holocaust thing is suspicious. I would say that instead of calling somebody a Holocaust denier, I would say, are you a Holocaust admitter? You admit that this preposterous thing happened? How stupid are you?
Right.
But
right.
Got to get to the point where people are brave enough and knowledgeable enough to be able to say these things. So yes, John, I'm with you 100%. Okay. I don't trust Ennis. First of all, he wrote the first book on the Liberty without being on the Liberty. He was one of the first wounded, and he wrote that book surreptitiously, The Assault on the Liberty. So there's other information in the book that's inaccurate. That's the thing about this book, our book, Phil and I's books, book, is that it's the most up-to-date, accurate book with testimony from 15 survivors and 15 other people who were in the military at the time and who have researched this and who has something to do with the Liberty. There's nothing fake in there. There are simply facts. And anytime because I did the research on the book. Anytime I couldn't find something that corroborated something, I left it out. And I think that's the big thing about the Holocaust is that there's so many ways to blow holes in that story that they need this story. The powers that be need this story. They need to keep it alive because they want people to believe that the Jewish people are victims, because how can you be a victim and an aggressor at the same time? You can't. So all you got to do is look to see what they do to these people.
We got a caller on hold. John, thank you for the call. We'll get back to our next caller.
Okay, thanks, John. Bye.
Thank you.
Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few...
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 2nd of January. Our last caller on hold here, Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. In your endeavors to get this word out about the book and the movie, I've been watching a gentleman for a number of years on my free-to-air satellite. His name is William Federer, and I'm pretty sure John knows him. Isn't he from St. Louis, John?
I know Bill quite well. Yes, very well.
Wouldn't he be an outstanding ally in the fight to get this information out there?
If he would agree to do so, he would be a great ally. He's got a huge audience with his.
And he's got a great presence on TV, and his voice is great. I mean, John, make sure the people you're talking to get the information to get a hold of Will.
I'll make introductions. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't help but think that wouldn't really further that process. And I appreciate what you're doing.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Dan. Appreciate it. We're down the last 2 minutes here, Dave. It's been a good visit here. We got, I have a worldwide audience, and so we got a lot of good information out here about the book, which was only published 4 weeks ago, published on December the 3rd, 2017. The movie's going to be coming out sometime this year. Ladies and gentlemen, we need donations for the movie. We need people to buy the book. It all works together, doesn't it, Dave?
Absolutely. And the purpose, the sole purpose of the book, besides educating people, is to raise funds for the movie. That's what I was saying. I mean, I write for American Free Press, and John brought up before American Free Press. I don't think it's a hateful publication.
Not at all.
I know it isn't. I mean, I write articles. I get calls and letters from subscribers who really appreciate what I do, and I appreciate them saying that. It means the world to me. The purpose of the book is to not just educate people, but to get the funds to make the movie. It's not going to be cheap to do this. And let me just say that you had reached out to me to do the show. I don't know how that happened, but I very much appreciate it. And I very much appreciate you putting up the information about the book and the movie on your website, because it really is a difficult process here. I've never made a movie in my life, but if they could do some of the things they've done, then it shouldn't be too hard to do it. Like I said, all you need is the money, and we're going to get that from folks all around the world who want this story out. Many people are particularly disgusted about this story, and those are the ones who are doing what they're doing. I have a supporter in Pennsylvania who just got back from Ireland, and he brought 100 of these flyers I sent to him, and he was handing them out in the airport there in Ireland. So
good for him.
Yeah, there's people who really want this story out, and I think that's why it's going to be successful. But I really do appreciate you, John, contacting me.
Okay. It was a good show. We appreciate you being here, Dave. We'll be in touch privately. Thank you.
Okay. Happy New Year.
And thank you. Same to you. Okay, that's it for the day. It's first show of the year is in the can, as they say. Don't forget to get your medical supplies, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.